You are about to enter the magical realm of the world's greatest hypnotist. Michael White. Do not listen to this broadcast while driving or operating heavy machinery, as Michael will be taking you into a deep trance state. Prepare to take the reins of your own brain. Freedom from your fears and anxieties is just seconds away. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael White.
Welcome back, fine friends. This is Michael White, a certified and registered hypnotherapist, but more importantly, I am the hypnotist extraordinaire. It's time once again to do a wonderful recording for all of you, and this recording is entitled Resensitize. Have you noticed that you've been desensitized throughout your life as you get older? You notice that things that might have bothered you when you were younger no longer bother you anymore? I was reflecting back to the first time I learned about bombs, what bombs actually did. I was very young, and I actually remember being a little bit horrified by it. As I got older, I thought bombs were really cool. I got into Army Man and watching action movies. But there was a point where I really felt something very powerful inside of me, the sense of terror, the sense of what a bomb really represents. Now, that's a big example. So we're going to start with a little example this week. We're going to help you resensitize yourself so that you can start enjoying life a little bit more. I want you to be perfectly clear in your mind that your shields that you've been using are very important for you. They've been protecting you. But there's times when you can turn the shields off and you can enjoy the taste of a strawberry or the beauty of the shape of a tree or how a road is laid out on a hill or the people around you when you're walking down the street. I do recommend you do this without staring or leering. That might creep them out. But you can do a lot of different simple exercises throughout your day to help you resensitize, reconnect with the feelings that come up whenever you notice an ordinary object. For some of you, you're going to start noticing objects that you hadn't seen before. One of my favorite hypnotists, Milton Erickson, talked about how often our hands pass our field of vision without us even noticing it. I want you to think about that right now. Think about how many times your hands passed in front of your field of vision throughout the day today, without you even noticing it. We delete a lot of information because there's just so much information out there. Imagine what it would be like if you tuned in to 1% more of the information that's coming into your senses. Go ahead and take a deep breath right now in through your nose. And feel how that breath passes through your nostrils. Hear the sounds you hear when you take a deep breath in through your nose. But most importantly, feel what it's like to breathe in. Imagine what it might have been like so many years ago, thousands of years ago, when people didn't have an explanation as to what they were actually breathing in, because air is invisible. What is that feeling? What does that mean? Now we just understand that there's this thing called oxygen and nitrogen and all of the other components of air. But back then, they would have had to have given it a different explanation. Breathe out, by the way, if you haven't already, please. Now take another deep breath in. And think about something that you'd like to feel a little more sensitized toward. Make it something simple. Maybe it's listening to music. Maybe it's listening to one type of instrument. Look around the room and ask yourself, what am I not seeing right now? What am I not seeing? And notice what you start seeing. What am I not seeing? What am I not feeling? What am I not hearing? Take a little bit of time with each of them. What am I not tasting? What am I not smelling? You will fill in the blanks. If you keep practicing like this, you will notice that you are feeling more and more sensations throughout the day. This doesn't make you a better person. Doesn't make you more interesting. It just gives you more options, more choices, and more tools. Think about that. This is what life is about. It's learning. Notice the carpet you didn't notice before. Notice the feeling of the chair. Notice how many legs are on the chair. Notice the little spots on the walls across the room. Hear something you haven't heard before. Don't try too hard. Just allow this to happen. Enjoy this process. And when you're tired of doing that, imagine getting up and walking around the room and pointing at different objects and giving them different names. See how that changes your perspective, how it opens up your mind to new possibilities. Read the article on creativecreativity.com that David Wall has written. It'll give you some more examples and give you some ideas on how you can become more creative. But that's not the only reason to do this. This can also help you enrich your relationships and enrich your life in ways you didn't even imagine. Go for it. Resensitize yourself. Make things matter a little bit more and see how it changes your day.
For more information about Michael White and the services he offers, visit his free hypnosis blog, No More Trances. That's KNOWmoretrances.com. This recording is sponsored by our friends at creativecreativity.com. Become a creative super genius in just minutes a day. If you would like to comment on this podcast or schedule a one-on-one telephone hypnosis session with Michael White, call 206-947-8390 or email nomoretrances@gmail.com.